Well, the opening kickoff today is brought to you by the Stump Funeral Home and Crematory with locations in Bartlesville, Nowata, and Barnesdall. Stump is proud to announce the construction of a new facility in Nowata with grand opening set for later this year. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory serving local families since 1966.
Hey, and while we have a moment, we need to give a big shout-out to Dave Neely tonight, who's in Missouri watching a football game. He usually gives us Nowata scores when we do the Dewey games, and he was kind enough to let us use his Nowata Quarterback Club parking space tonight.
Well, thank you, Dave. Really appreciate that.
We are just seconds away from kickoff, and that, of course, means I'm going to turn the golden microphone over to my colleague, partner in crime, and the lead architect for Donald Trump's wall, my buddy Adam Hooper.
Oh, thank you very much, Tim. And here we go with the opening kickoff. Nowata kicking off from right to left in your radial dial. Here's a line drive kick. It's picked up at the 15 to the 20. Wide around to the 25 to the 30. Big haul to the 35 to the 30, 40 to the 45-yard line. Looks like that Peyton Cox was the one that had the kickoff return and gets the Cardinals an excellent field position, and that's where they're going to start. First and 10 from their own 45-yard line.
Yes, sir. He's one of that trifecta of big horse backs that you talked about that the Cardinals bring to the well, and he brought the kick back almost to midfield. First and 10 just inside their own 45.
Nathan Stidley in the shotgun formation. Play action. Stidley, he runs away from a couple of Ironman players. He'll throw the ball, and the pass is caught at the 50-yard line. Hey, nice catch there by Brady Smith, the 5'10", 175-pound senior. A gain of 5, and that's going to be 2nd and 5 for midfield.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think that's Jacob Barnes wearing 77 tonight. He gave chase and almost had a sack. Stidley able to elude him and get the pass away for a 5-yard gain.
Shotgun formation for Nathan Stidley. 3 wide receivers to the left, 1 on the right. Handoff, play action, a pass caught at the 47 and down immediately at the 46-yard line. And there on the tackle was,
I think that's Terrell wearing number 20 tonight.
Okay.
And looks like Brandon Person on the reception. He's about a yard short.
3rd and 1 from the 46. Run a big hole to the 40. Spins around to the 37-yard line. They went on a no-huddle offense, and that was Stidley who ran the football. And it's 1st and 10 for Verdigris at Nowata's 36-yard line.
That looked like 5 wedge on Nudge, and he rambled for about 10 yards. 1st and 10 for the Cardinals.
Sidley in a shotgun formation. Person is in motion. We had a flag on the play. Handoff to Cox. Runs to the middle to the 35 to the 34-yard line. But there's flags all over the field on the backside. This thing's going to come back. It'll be a legal motion against Verdigris.
Yeah, and Verdigris trying to go with that no-huddle, high-tempo offense, trying to get Nowata winded on defense. Didn't pay off that time as they weren't quite set. Illegal procedure, 5 yards, and another down.
So it'll be 1st and 15 from Nowata's 41-yard line. Just underway here, no score between Nowata and Verdigris. 3 wide receivers on the right, 1 on the left, Stidley to shotgun formation. They'll play action. Stidley goes to pass, and the pass is intercepted at the 35-40, 45-50, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20. As a man block, 15-10-5. Good night, Nowata! Touchdown, Ironman!
And Xavier Mathis takes that 65 yards to the house, Adam.
What an interception there by Xavier Mathis, and he uses the speed for a 65-yard interception return for a touchdown, and Nowata takes the lead first with 10:21 to go in the opening quarter.
And Adam, that looked like it was intended out here for Brandon Person, and it hit him in the hands, but it bounced up, and of course that's why you run that tip drill in when you take defensive drills, and Xavier very alertly takes it all the way back. Got a great block down here. I didn't see who that was. That sprung him in for the touchdown.
T.J. Donaldson will attempt the extra point for Nowata. There's a snap, the hold, the kick. It's blocked, and it's no good. So the kick, it was blocked, and it's no good. There's timeout on the field. 10:21 to go in the opening quarter. It's Nowata 6 and Verdigris nothing. Our first score of the game brought to you by Stump Funeral Home and Crematory with locations in Bartlesville, Nowata, and Barnesdall. Stumps is proud to announce the construction of a new facility in Nowata with grand opening set for later this year. The Stump Funeral Home and Crematory serving local families since 1966. So Xavier Mathis on a 65-yard INT return for a touchdown. And again, the kick was blocked.
Adam, are you a little surprised that Vergas has come out throwing the ball like this?
Yes and no, because they do spread that offense out there. But, yeah, I'm kind of surprised that they are passing the ball a little bit earlier. I would think they would use more of their running game because Peyton Cox is one of their big tailbacks, the 6'2", 180-pound junior, not used him that much there at all.
Well, frankly, I'm surprised, but it's turned out to be a pleasant surprise for Ironman fans.
Here's T.J. Donaldson now to kick things off here. Against a line drive kick. It's caught at the 15. Oh, he put his knee down.
Sure,
yeah,
did.
That's a good call. And that was Peyton Cox there, and he downed it at the 16-yard line. He thought about running the ball. Kind of thought like the NFL, you get touched first, but it's not the case. And Vertigus will have the ball once again, this time deep in their own territory at the 16. 10:20 to go in the opening quarter. It's 6-0 favor of Nowata on an interception return by Xavier Mathis. Sidely in a shotgun formation, high snap. They hand it off to Cox this time, and he trips to the 15 and back to the 16-yard line.
That's what the Ironman defense are going to have to do, is stop that running game up the middle. So a loss of one for Cox.
That was Jacob Robinson, the other big guy for Nowata, the 6-foot, 270-pound senior, make the stop. Loss of one makes it now 2nd and 11 from the 15. Now, Vertigris going on the no huddle here. They got two wide receivers this time on the right, one on the left. Sidling in a shotgun formation. Hand off to the middle. He's going to be stuffed right at the 15-yard line, not going anywhere at all. That was Peyton Cox there.
Jacob
and
Barnes.
It's going to be Jacob Barnes there to make the stop.
I tell you what, he was all over that running back. Barnes just shucked his block aside and almost took the handoff with him. Another loss of one brings up 3rd and about 12.
Again, a shotgun formation again for Stidley. A new player comes in for Vertigris. Looks like that Brandon Person is there in the game. Play action, pass, screen caught to Cox to the 20, and that's all he's going to get. About 4 yards when he got hammered there at out of bounds.
Just a little
swing. It's not going to be fourth down.
So a little swing pass out to the right side, and the Ironman defense were ready and waiting for Cox.
Going to be 4th and 9, and no one is going to force Vertigris to punt this ball away.
Well, maybe that's why they didn't come out running, because the Ironman defense was so stacked against the run.
High snap, but Cox gets it. Gets off a wobbly kick, and that ball's going to die at about the 48-yard line in Vertigris territory. So excellent field position there for Nowata, as they will take control for the first time in this game. And here is Will Luster and the Nowata offense coming in.
And we expect to see heavy doses of Will Luster on the option and Terrell Collins. Will wearing 15 tonight and Terrell wearing 20. Terrell's usually wearing the number 6 on his back, so we're looking for that.
All right, Luster in the shotgun formation. And Tom Collins, the lone setback, a receiver on the left. Collins in motion. They'll pitch it to Collins on a sweep and can't get a block there, and he's going to lose some yards going out of bounds. And Nowata's territory, their own 48-yard line. That's Brady Smith who's the first one to get him.
Yeah, Brady got him first, and then Cordell Williams helped drive him out of bounds. And looks like it's going to be a loss of about 3, Adam. Not the way you want to start out with your big back going backwards.
So it'll be 2nd and 13 now from the 48-yard line. See if they do a little play action here. It's something that, again, Corey James told me early in the week, that's something we've got to improve on, and that is their passing game. Luster in the shotgun formation, the snap. There's the play action. Luster pass. It's caught at the 45 to the 41-yard line. That's Bryce Hewitt on the reception, but about a couple of yards short of the first down.
And Bryce Hewitt started out in the slot, ran a nice little out route, picks up 10 yards in a hurry, and it's going to be 3rd and manageable for the Ironman.
So we got third and three now. The ball spotted at the 41-yard line. Again, underway. 7:50 to go in the opening quarter. It's 6-0 favor of the Ironmen.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, you missed a nice 65-yard pick six by Xavier Mathis, defensive back for the Ironmen.
And Lester in a shotgun formation. Hands it off to Terrell Collins. And breaks one tackle to the dives to the 40 to the 35-yard line. Enough for a Nowata first down.
You know, and he got 6 yards out of that, Adam, but it didn't look like he had anything to start with. And he just kind of picked his way through the hole and made it. Hey, we have a new listener with us tonight, listening up in Coffeyville, Kansas. Want to give a shout out to Katie Walks, who used to work with me up there. Glad to have her along. And I think we have listeners all the way from Alaska to Florida, so we're covering the all corners of the United States, I think. We get one in Maine and Baja California, we'll be doing all right.
Shotgun formation again by Will Lester. Hands off this time to T.J. Donaldson, and he squeaks past the 35 to the 33-yard line. Jordan Nelson, the 5'10", 170-pound freshman, making the stop.
Two-back shotgun, kind of run a little crossback, used a little fake to Terrell Collins to the left side, or to the right side, try to draw the linebackers off, but not much room there for TJ as he brings up 2nd and 9 for the Ironman. Into the Ironman lineup is Hunter Bell bringing the play in. He'll split out wide to the right with Bryce Hewitt.
Again, 3 wide receivers to the right side. Lester in a shotgun formation. Now he'll roll to his right. Now he scrambles to the 35, to the right side of the 30, to the 25, and knocked out of bounds at the 22-yard line. That's enough for an Ironman first down, and that's that athletic ability again by Will Lester.
Yeah, Will's not going to stay in the pocket long. If he doesn't see a primary receiver, he's going to tuck it down, and he's not afraid to run, and he's quite talented. Pickup of about 14, and a 1st and 10 for the Ironman.
So Nowata again threatening here again. This is, of course, their first offensive possession. In case you just missed it, Nowata scored on an interception return for a touchdown by Xavier Mathis.
And here in the first half of this first quarter, the Ironmen so far are able to impose their will both ways on the Cardinals.
Again, a shotgun formation for Will Lester. And hands it off to Terrell Collins. Collins goes to the middle, to the 20, to the 15-yard line.
Hey, I got to get Terrell.
And there's Brandon Beasley there on the tackle.
Got to give Terrell credit on that one. They ran an inside linebacker blitz right at the hole, and Terrell saw it coming, was able to bounce it outside for about 6 yards, and just a short 5, long 4 now for the Ironmen. Now a host of Ironmen reserves checking into that offensive huddle.
Looks like that Xavier Mathis in the game. And, of course, Will Lester now getting the signal. Shotgun formation for Lester. They're going to run that wing tee again. And a pitch there to Donaldson. Runs to the left, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, 5. He works in the end zone. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. T.J. Donaldson on a 15-yard run to the left side. And Nowata increases their lead 12-0, pending the extra point.
And Adam, great blocking on that left side. And Terrell Collins throwing a lead block for his companion there in the backfield. Looks like the Ironmen are going to maybe split it out and at least look like they're going for 2 to start with.
Nowata on fire right now as they lead 12-0. Looks like they're spreading that 2-point conversion here. Now we're going to have flags all over the place. Looks like
illegal
substitution against Nowata.
Yeah, they ran too many men on and off during that extra point to try. They never huddled. I don't know if that's
No, they never huddled. They all spread out.
Well, they went to the line with 12 men in the on the field, though. They went to the line and set on the line with 12 men on the field, and you can't do that either. So
again, Nowata will go for 2. Looks like now they're going to go for the traditional extra point here as T.J. Donaldson now will attempt the extra point. Holding will be Cody Smith.
Oh, heck, just toss it into the end zone for 2 points.
Last extra point was blocked. There's a snap, good hold, the kick on its way, and it is good. It goes through the uprights. Timeout on the field, 5:39 to go in the first quarter, and your score, it's Nowata 13 and Verdigris nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout, and you're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
Hey! Here comes the Here comes the. Here comes the. Y'all don't really worry
like. Under 2.5 minutes on that opening drive for Nutwater to score. 7 plays, 48 yards. T.J. Donaldson on a 15-yard run. And Nutwater on top, 13-0. A squid kick, and the ball comes loose, and Verdigris will get the recovery at their own 36-yard line. Thanks for my buddy Tim Howell getting a piece of pizza for me. I'll probably eat that by halftime.
Hey, what'd I miss, Adam?
Just a little squid kick. Didn't miss much. Verdigris will have the ball in their own 37-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Get Nutwater on top, 13-0.
I'm used to having the remote because I can run it back and see what happens.
I know. Here's the shotgun formation for Stidley. And a high snap. Stidley is going to have to fall on it at a 25-yard line. Well, that was a high snap there, and Stidley couldn't catch that football, but he has to dive for it at the 25. So that's a loss of 12, and they'll make it 2nd and 22.
You're going to bring it up to about the 26 there, Adam. Which
that'll be
not much better.
2nd and 21 there.
2nd and about Watova anyway.
Shotgun formation, Stidley. He'll throw deep in the middle, and a pass almost picked away by Bryce Hewitt. And he was, Hewitt covered the defender, the offensive receiver, Joey Dilbeck Jr. And I'll tell you what, Bryce Hewitt read that perfectly, but he almost had the interception.
I thought Dilbeck had a touchdown. And as he went up to receive it with both hands, Hewitt able to stretch out and knock that away. And now it's 3rd and a half.
3rd and 21. There's a snap. Stidley going back to pass. Throws to his right. The pass is caught by Cox to the 40, to the 45, and he dives at the 50-yard line. Enough for a Cardinal first down. Actually, they'll spot that at the 48.
They're moving it.
Yeah, he did have the first down.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah. He had to go to the 47 for the first down, so it is going to spot it at Verdigris 49, 1st and 10.
Who caught that, Adam?
Peyton Cox.
All right.
Under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter, 13-0, Nutwater. Two wide receivers on each side. Nutwater rushing three on the defensive side.
Hope that play didn't come back to haunt them. They had them 3rd and long, and no way you should let them have that first down.
Stidley on the pass. He'll throw right in the middle, has a man open, and it's caught at the 3-yard line.
Wow. What a pass.
Actually, the pass of Brandon Person. And that's going to, and Cardinals going to go for a no huddle here. It's going to now be 1st and goal at the 3.
48-yard gain.
Actually, from the 6. And the ball comes loose. That was not a good snap there, and I think Stidley stays on with it. Boy, Cardinals are lucky because that was not a complete snap at all. So they'll spot the ball at the 9, a loss of 3, makes it 2nd and goal from the 9. Cardinals wanted to hurry up that offense and distract Nutwater's defense, not get them set here.
Kind of dodged the bullet. That's twice now on this drive they had that bad snap over the quarterback's head.
Here again, shotgun formation. Cox alone set back. Stidley has it. Now he rolls to his right. Still rolling and has a receiver. It is intercepted.
Nope, waved it off.
No, they waved it off incomplete. Boy, that was picked off, and I think it was picked off out of bounds. I didn't see who had the Cody Smith was the one that had it, but he caught that out of bounds.
Yeah, he had great coverage, just not enough real estate to work with.
Update from Dewey, and want to thank Don Osborne for giving us these scores. Dewey leading Vanita 14-0. High
wow.
Snap, and Cox actually sidely is going to keep it, runs to the 5, down to the 1. He's close to the goal line.
Mercy.
So from 3rd and goal from the 9, Stidley only gets 8. And now you're looking at 4th and goal from the 1. They're going to hurry it up again. Stidley under center. Stidley and goes crossing, and he's still on his feet. And I don't think he crossed it. He's still on his feet, and no one is going to stop him.
Holy
at the
cow.
1-yard line. I tell you what, a goal line stance right there by Nutwater's defense doing an excellent job of containing Nathan Stidley, and Nutwater will take over on downs. Great defensive play there by the Ironman.
And Adam, I thought when he tried the middle and bounced off, I thought he had it. Two guys hit him again. I didn't see the numbers. He bounced off of that, gave it a 3rd effort, and the Ironman defense stayed after him. Dalton Carter with the final stop.
So no one will control from their own 1 yard line. First and 10, 13-0 favor of Nowata. 3:25 to go in the opening quarter. Shotgun formation for Will Luster. There's a snap, and Luster's going to keep it to himself, and they'll cross the 2 to the 3 yard line. Not much.
Pretty safe call, though, right now in the shadow of their own goalpost.
On gain of 1, it'll make it 2nd and 9 from the 2. Oh, what a defensive stop there for Nowata. It's unbelievable.
That was
as small as they are on that defensive line, just a lot of heart right there to stop Nathan Stidley. And you'd think Nathan Stidley, as big as he is, he's only 6 foot, 200-pound junior, but it took about 3 or 4 players to put him down. 2nd and 9 from the 2. Luster in the shotgun. Luster's going to keep it, rolls to his right to the 5, and he's knocked down immediately at the 10-yard line. And it's going to be Peyton Cox there on the stop.
Looks like he got right about the 9-yard line.
It's going to be 3rd and 1 from the 10-yard line. So a gain of 8 there for Will Luster, so they got to get to the 11 for a first down. Xavier Mathis in the ballgame now for the Ironmen with clock stops with 2:39 to go in the opening quarter.
At least they've got it out of their end zone. They can maybe hand it off or do something with it here on 3rd down and 1.
3rd and 1, a pack formation there. Luster is going to sweep to the right to the 10.
He's got it.
15 to the 20. 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, Nowata! Touchdown, Ironman! Will Luster on a 90-yard run to the right side, and probably one of the best running plays I have seen in Nowata since I've been here.
My word. Do you believe what you just saw?
No.
3rd and 1, and he takes his direct snap out of the shotgun, goes to his right on a straight keeper. There was nobody on the corner. Got a block on the, I think that was Xavier Mathis with the key block out there in the corner. He just took it down the visitor sideline to pay dirt, and nobody could catch him.
T.J. Donaldson will attempt the extra point here for Nowata. There's a snap. Good snap. Pull. The kick is no good. A little bit low for T.J. Timeout on the field. 2:24 to go in the opening quarter. It's Nowata 19 and Verdigris nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, that was a three-play, 99-yard drive for Nowata that started from their own 1 yard line after stopping Verdigris on a 4th and goal from the 1. Plays, 99 yards, and capped off a Will Luster 90-yard touchdown run. And it's a squid kick this time, and Verdigris will fall on it from their own 47.
I think they're trying to catch him off guard with an onside kick, but Austin Woods, 6'4 freshman up front there, he was wise to that and fell on it for the Cardinals.
Dewey leading Vanita, by the way, 14-0, thanks to Don Osborne sending me these score updates.
Well,
and so Verdigris will have it for the fourth time.
So far, Adam, they've had 4 plays and a pick 6, a 3-and-out punt, and then that drive of 63 yards held
high
them down.
High snap, and Cox is not going to actually breaks one tackle, and he squirms. Spins around to the 45 to the 46-yard line. Looks like they lost about, well, actually they're going to not lose anything. Actually, they're going to lose a yard.
He was fortunate to get as close to the line of scrimmage as he did. Give him a loss.
They gave him a loss, so it'll be 2nd and 11 from the 46. Shotgun formation for Sidley. Play action. Sidley rolls to his right. Now throws to his right and pass overthrown. The intended receiver was Brandon Person.
Yeah, Person had 2 guys on him. I don't know about throwing the ball when they're double covered like that, but maybe thought he could thread the needle. Looks like we had Dylan Barnes and Cody Smith both back deep. So it's going to be third down. And call it 11 from the 46. High snap. Stidley now rolls to his right again, and the pass is incomplete. Brady Smith was the intended receiver for Verdigris, and again, three and out by Verdigris, and no one forces Verdigris to punt the ball away.
And Skyler Stover, a 6'1 senior, putting the pressure on Stidley that time, forcing him to run for his life and throw on the run.
You surprised the fast start here for Nowana?
I am. How much they've dominated so far in this first period. Xavier Mathis back inside his own 20. Maybe he can add a punt return to his interception return.
Here's the snap.
Blocked.
Pass it's blocked. It's partially blocked. And ball's going to get away. And Nowana is going to fall on it at the 39-yard line. It's very fortunate that Nowana does fall on it.
And that ball got back to the Nowata 39, which would have been about the first down marker for the Cardinals on that. So the Ironmen come out smelling like a rose on that deal.
Skyler Thornton there on the recovery. And so Nowata will have the ball for the third time. First and 10 from their own 39-yard line. And 1:46 to go in the opening quarter, and Nowata up top 19-0.
And 38 yards better field position than they started out on the touchdown drive.
Luster in a shotgun formation. Hewitt in motion. They're going to hand it off to Terrell Collins. He sweeps to the right, to the 45, to the 50, has a first down, to the 45, to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, Nowata! Touchdown, Ironman, but hold on. There is a flag on the play, and this may come back.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad because he had an amazing run.
Yeah, this thing's going to come back. It's a hold against Nowata.
Oh.
Nice run by Terrell Collins, but it's going to come back. Now, I think they're going to put it at the spot of the foul, which the flag was thrown at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, he's going to get about 21 yards on the run and then bring it back 10, so a gain of 11, so still be a first down.
Yeah, still going to be a first down, Nowata. Well, no touchdown, but they do get the first down in Verdigris territory. So basically, it's kind of like a...
Are you surprised at the speed of Terrell on the outside there?
Yes, I am.
Defensive back so easily?
Yes, I am.
That's twice now we've seen Will Luster and Terrell Collins just literally run away from defensive backs that at first glance you thought they had the angle on them.
So it's going to be first and 10 from Nowata's 40, actually Verdigris 49-yard line, 1:32 to go in the opening quarter. 19-0 Nowata. Handoff is Terrell Collins. He'll dance around to the 50 to the 46-yard line.
That was TJ that time, and he picks up just this side of the 45, about 3 yards.
Good job there on the tackle was by Blaine Saxon. First time we've called his name here today. So a gain of 3 makes it 2nd and 6 from the 46-yard line in Verdigris territory.
Yeah, you know, Terrell has a reputation of being kind of a bruising inside runner, but I was just amazed at the outside speed he showed on that call.
Shotgun formation, three wide receivers. Luster rolls to his right. Pass is almost caught. It was tipped around there, and Hunter Bell was the last one to touch it.
Bryce Hewitt got it kind of high and tipped it, and it came kind of low to Hunter Bell. Almost completed, though.
It's going to be 3rd and 6 from the Cardinals' 46-yard line. 47.2 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Adam Hooper, Tim Howell, Dave Waddell back in studios. Homecoming 2016 here in Nowata.
I like Coach James calling that pass play on second down. It's still 3rd and manageable here and kind of throw the rhythm off on defense a little bit.
Luster in a shotgun formation. Hewitt in motion. They're going to hand it off this time to Terrell Collins, and he's going to be stuffed at the 46-yard line. Good stop there by Josh Thiessen.
Yeah, too many Cardinal jerseys on that side of the ball. Just not enough men for the Ironmen to block him.
So it's going to be 4th and 6 now from the 46-yard line. And looks like that Vertigers, for the first time, going to make don't want to punt this ball away.
Yeah,
they're
going
to have to punt this before the play clock. It's just a 2-second differential. They're going to send up two wide receivers to the right. There's a snap, and not a good punt at all. And it gets a don't want to roll to the 21-yard line.
That's going to be the end of the quarter, Adam.
So that will be the end of the first quarter. And your score, it is Nowata 19 and Vertigris nothing. We'll be back in 60 seconds to begin the second quarter. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. And off that time, as we begin the second quarter of play, I believe it was Peyton Cox. Run to the left side of the 20, to the 25-yard line. Actually, just about the 24.
Yeah, I picked up about the long 3 on that.
So 2nd and 7 from the 24. Handoff again is Cox. Runs to the middle this time. Dives at the 30-yard line. And about a yard short of the first down.
Nice carry. Took 3 guys with him on that.
So the ball placed at the 30, 3rd and inches. Sidely under center. Trying to draw Nowata offside. 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 on the left. Just underway here in the second quarter. Now he'll back up for a shotgun. Hand off this to Cox. Boom!
Oh,
down he goes at the 26-yard line. Met up by a couple of Ironman players. And I believe the first one to get him was Peyton Cox. Actually, Dalton Carter, was the first to get him.
I think Jacob Johnson stuck his head in there and caused him to have to go backwards. My word, no gain and a punt formation for the Cardinals.
4th and 1 now from the 30. Boy, what great defense right there by Nowata. Making Vertigris just going...
Wow.
What's going on here? A snap. They're going to go for the punt. Soccer kick there, and a nice kick. Nobody back to return for Nowata. And the ball will be put down to 25.
Well, that's Jax Robinson handling the punting and kicking, and he's a Tulsa World All-World preseason selection. He's got a good leg on him. He showed at that time kind of a little rugby-style run and kick.
So Nowata will have the ball from their own 25-yard line with 10:05 to go to halftime. It's 19-0 favor of Nowata. And the Ironmen again up 19-0, looking to add some more points to the board. Lester now lined up, has 3 wide receivers to the right. And shotgun formation again for Lester. Lester now winds to this right. They'll take it for himself. Runs to the right to the 30, to the 35. That's knocked out of bounds there.
And that's a designed run all the way. He looks like he's going to pass just to freeze the linebackers a moment. But he's running on a sweep to the right all the way. 9 yards, just a yard shy of the first down marker.
And he had to cross the 36 for the first down. But again, a good 9-yard gain there by Will Lester.
Not surprisingly, after that 90-yard jaunt, he has 122 yards thus far in the first half. That's a day's work for some guys.
Yeah. Shotgun formation again for Lester. 2 wide receivers to the right, 1 on the left. Hewitt in motion. Going to hand it off to Terrell Collins. He'll met up by a wall of Cardinal players, and they may have forward progress for the first down. It's very close.
It is.
Yeah, well, it is. It'll be at the 37-yard line. The clock now runs with 9:50 to go to halftime, and it's 19-0 favor of Nowata.
4th first down on the night for the Ironmen, and they have a new set of sticks to go. I'm surprised that they've got a 3-touchdown lead this early. They've really looked good.
A receiver on each end. Shotgun formation for Luster. Hand off to Terrell Collins. Dances around to the 35, then down at the 40-yard line. That's Jordan Nelson there on the tackle, along with Tyler Bieber.
That's the old Terrell Collins we've come to know and love. There's not a hole there, so by gosh, just stick your head in there and make one.
So it'll be 2nd and 7 from the 40-yard line. 9 minutes and counting to halftime. 19-0 favor of Nowata.
Sophomore wide receiver Nick Steigerwald brings the play in for the Ironman. He's going to split out wide to the right on this 2nd and 7.
Two wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Luster in the shotgun. He'll pitch it to Collins, and he'll dive to the 40-yard line. But again, nice tackle there by Bryce Leifert.
No gain, Adam, so that's going to bring up 3rd and 7.
Yeah, I'm surprised. To answer your question, yeah, I'm still surprised Nowata is up the 3-touchdown lead right now, 19-0. But again, it's been Nowata's defense that has shut them out. That opening interception there, probably the difference in the ball game, and also that 4th and goal from the 1. Hewitt now runs to the left side, a flag on the play, and the pass is incomplete as Luster tried to go to the left side, but it looks like we're going to have a legal motion against Nowata.
Yeah. Not enough men on the line, I don't think.
So legal motion against Nowata backs him up 5 yards. It'll make it 3rd down and 12 from the 35-yard line. Coming up at halftime, we'll have some first-half numbers, and then our feature of the week, the College Sports Report. Don't want to miss that. Talk about some Oklahoma Wesleyan University fall sports. Matter of fact, their soccer team, the men's soccer team, going to play 16-ranked USAO. Of course, the Eagles ranked number 3. That is the NAIA Game of the Week, by the way.
Dave Neely watching Perryville and St. Vincent, his grandson Dwayne starting defensive tackle for Perryville, Missouri.
Actually, they declined the penalty and don't want to punch the ball away. And it's going to make 4th and 7, and then the punt there was good, and the fair catch it at the 25.
Well, the last two Ironman drives have been punts, so Cardinals able to figure something out a little bit defensively there.
So they're going to spot the ball at the 25-yard line in Verdigris territory. They'll make it 1st and 10 from the Cardinals' 25-yard line. Sidley now throws to his left, has a man open, it's caught at the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, tackled at the 11-yard line. And that was Bryce Hewitt there on a saving touchdown there.
And Bryce stumbled right as that pass left the quarterback's hand and did a great job to catch up back to about the 13-yard line.
That's going to be at the 13-yard line officially. It'll make 1st and 10 from Nowata's 13-yard line, probably one of the biggest plays of the night. I didn't see who caught that.
Dilbeck on the catch.
And Stiley now rolls to his right, still rolling, has pressure, and the ball comes loose, and I think, yeah, we're going to have intentional grounding.
That's going to be a loss of down, so they'll make it 2nd and 15.
Well, one official said an incomplete pass. The other one, it's going to be, I think, intentional grounding because he didn't get out of the passing box. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, the pass didn't get back to the line of scrimmage, so that's a loss down anyway.
So 5 yards and a loss of down. And as we found out at the end of a ball game, there's no one timed down.
So it'll be 2nd and 15 from the 20-yard line. So the official there saying intentional grounding against Verdigris. Loss of down makes it now 2nd and 15. So shotgun formation. Sidley now has it. Sidley throws to his left. Has a man open and overthrows his intended receiver. Looks like Dylan Height there was the intended receiver.
Got a nice push off too. He got Hewitt at arm's length there, just as the pass was on its way. Well, that's Dilbeck. That's the one that caught
Joey Dilbeck.
That caught the 62-yard pass earlier. But yeah, it was a good. He was able to push off while the official was watching the ball in the air and made a little separation, but the ball was well overthrown.
Third down and 15 from the 18-yard line. Sidley in the shotgun formation. Sidley's going to keep him himself. He's not going anywhere. A cornerback sack there as Jacob Barnes there on the tackle.
Along with Skyler Thornton back in there. And I think there was going to be a quarterback draw, Adam, and it just did not materialize. And it's going to be...
fourth and 22 from 22, the 25-yard
yes.
line. Well, the Nowatus defense have responded. And now looks like they're gonna try the field goal. I think they are.
Yeah, Robinson's got a college-level leg here, so he's going to be about a 42-yarder.
It's going to be a 42-yard field goal by
Jax Robinson.
Jax Robinson. So we'll see what kind of leg he's going to have here. There's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it looks no good.
He hooked it left.
He had the leg there, but he hooked it to the left, so the field goal no good. So Nowata will have the ball with 6:42 to go in the first half with a 19-0 lead. Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight making the broadcast possible. That's Arvest Bank of Nowata, U.S. Army Recruiting, Bartnett IP, Buster's Convenience Store, Regent Bank, Ironman Storage, Sonic of Nowata, Ranch Supply of Nowata, and North Point Auto. So they're going to spot the ball at the 25-yard line, first and 10 from the Ironman 25. Man in motion, and Luster, actually it's going to be a keeper by Terrell Collins. It's a wildcat. He'll sweep to the right side to the 29-yard line.
Got more out of that than I thought he had, 9 yards.
So actually a gain of 4. So it'll be second and 1 from the 29. Actually, that started at the 20.
I'm so confused.
Second down and 1 from the 29-yard line. Luster in the shotgun. And we got flags all over the place. This thing's coming back. And actually, that's a wildcat again. And Terrell Collins to the middle to the 35, but looks like we're going to have some illegal motion penalty here against Nowata.
Yeah, the referees kind of gave up on the play, though, as Terrell ran it. They didn't blow it as a dead ball, and he got face masked, and they didn't call it. But they kind of gave up on watching the play. They're going to come back 5 yards.
So it'll be second and 6 from the 24-yard line.
It's the third penalty on the Ironman in the first half.
6 minutes to go in the until halftime. It's 19-0 favor of Nowata.
And I've been really impressed with the Ironman defensive line. They've really controlled the line of scrimmage when the Cardinals have had the ball.
So second and 6 now from Nowata's 24-yard line. Shotgun formation against a wildcat again, and Luster gets actually... Terrell Collins gets hammered there at the 23-yard line. Looks like that was Blaine Saxon on the stop there. Boy, he got plastered there.
He did, and fortunate to get back to the line of scrimmage.
So loss of actually a gain of 1 on that. So it'll be 3rd and 5 from the 25. Luckily, he gained a yard there. I thought he lost a yard there for a moment. Two wide receivers this time on the right. Now they come back to the line as Bryce Hewitt, and now...
Yeah,
Nowata really confused. They're going to call a timeout. Timeout, Nowata, with 5:05 to go to halftime. And your score, it's Nowata 19 and Verdigris nothing. With 9:24 left in the second quarter, Dewey on top of Vanita 22-7. Thanks to Don Osborne for giving us that score update, along with Dewey Athletic Director Chris Rivard. He wanted me to say, and I'll go ahead, he wanted to give him a shout-out to Coach Rivard, to Athletic Director here at Nowata, Ty Hewitt. As many of you know, Ty Hewitt's battling some issues right now, but I know that he's a lot better, and he should be in full strength pretty, pretty quick.
And Clint Hallett, our public address announcer, is publicizing the Jaguars concert tonight after the football game in the middle school gym. Free concert for all. And then tomorrow night at 7:30, that's J.D. Page, Paul Hughes, Rob Reed, and others that will be performing that. If you have not caught the Jaguars, it's a good time to be had by all. Big third and five here for the Ironmen. In the shotgun, Will Luster rolls to his left, has a receiver, now gets a little pressure. Tosses it downfield, has a man, but it's underthrown, and it's going to be incomplete. Intended just inside the 45-yard line. And looks like that was intended for Cody Smith. Well covered, and that'll bring up fourth and punting situation for the Ironmen.
Well, thanks for covering for me, buddy. I've learned some news from Coach Ty Hewitt about his health concerns, and I'm we'll keep there shortly, but it's not very good right now.
Well, I hate to hear that. Well, the Ironmen are going to be forced to punt. And looks like Brady Smith will be inside his own 45-yard line for the Cardinals.
So here's a snap, and then we got movement on the field.
Ironmen getting a little sloppy.
False start against Nowata. So that's going to back him up another 5 yards, and I'll make it now fourth and 10. From the 20-yard line. Thanks for covering me, buddy, because I had Coach Gary Hollinshed talk with me on the one side of the ear and you on the other. And
it's all right.
All right. We got it covered.
That's what friends are for.
That's right.
That's what they paid me for, right?
That's true. So here's a snap, and Cody Smith gets on a nice punt there, and a ball caught at the 40. And still on his feet to the 44-yard line.
Nice.
What a one-on-one tackle there by Bryce Hewitt on the return. It was Brady Smith, but boy, a nice one-on-one tackle there by Bryce Hewitt.
I just kind of sacrificed himself and looked like he ran directly into it. Bryce was standing right in the right spot at the right time on that tackle.
So it'll be first and 10 from Verdigris' 44-yard line. Still 19-0 favor of Nowata. Stidley again in a shotgun formation. Three wide receivers to the left side. Hand off, actually play action. Stidley throws to his right, has a man covered, and it is caught. There's a flag on the play. No, it's incomplete. Cody Smith was the one that was the defender.
They're going to call pass interference, but it's in high school, you don't have to turn around. And I don't think he had a hand on him, just had a hand up.
Let's see what they're going to call here. They've moved the ball. Pass interference against.
Wait a minute.
Nowata.
Wait a minute. This is not the NFL. It's a 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage, and.
No, you're right, my friend. They're going to spot this at the 10-yard line.
He not only gave him the spot of the foul, he gave him 15 yards from it. Now, wait a minute. Now, Coach James said, nah, wait a minute.
Yeah, he needs a timeout now. Oh, that's not the right spot there. First and 10 now from the 10. Stidley hands it off to Cox, and Cox muscles his way to the 10 to the 9-yard line.
Well, Jiminy Christmas, that's a 50-yard penalty. It's 15 yards from the original line of scrimmage, and that's just an abortion of the rule right there. That's horrible.
So it's going to be second down. Yeah, I agree with you. Second and 8 now from the 10. And it's going to go inside for a touchdown. Peyton Cox runs in the middle. Saw red dirt there, and it's touchdown of Verdigris. So Peyton Cox on a 10-yard run. And that's the first points of the day for Verdigris. They finally get on the board with 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Jax Robinson now to attempt the extra point. There's a snap to hold. The kick on its way, and it is good. So timeout on the field with 4 minutes to go to halftime, and your score is Nowata 19 and Verdigris 7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country. That was three-play, 56-yard drive for Verdigris on a pass interference call, which should have been back further in the midway at midfield, and it didn't call it. They called it like an NFL pass interference call.
And then added the 15 yards onto it from there. Crazy.
There's a kickoff, and it's recovered there at the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, and down there at the 25-yard line.
And the coach, officials come over and tell Coach James, during the timeout, we blew that call. Well, yeah, everybody that knows anything about football knew that before you did, buddy.
That was Bryce Hewitt there on the return. Nice return there for Bryce Hewitt.
Yes, it was.
First and 10 from Nowata's 27-yard line. Yeah, that's not NFL rules. It's high school rules and college. So Luster will have the ball again, this time from the 27-yard line. Nowata has not scored in this second quarter yet.
Don't they need to get
shotgun
something going?
Shotgun formation. Handoff is T.J. Donaldson, and Donaldson's going down immediately at the 25 to the 24-yard line. And Peyton Cox here, who's also the leader in tackles this year for Verdigris, gets the stop.
He just plays with kind of a nasty attitude, doesn't he?
He does.
he really put the smack down on T.J. Donaldson on that sweep.
So it's second and 10 from the 27-yard line.
Well, how about some of those plays that worked in the first quarter, Coach?
Here's Luster in the shotgun formation, kind of a wing T formation again. Luster now goes to his left, has some space to the 25 to the 27-yard line, and no gain there again. And again, a nice defensive play there. A nice play there by the Cardinals. Looks like Tyler Bieber there was the first to get him.
And you know, for the first time tonight, Nowata's offense was not able to get to the corner faster than the Cardinal defense. So apparently the Cardinals have made some defensive adjustments these last three Ironman possessions, and the Ironman have gained a total of 1 yard in two plays here.
So third and 9 now from the 28-yard line with 2.5 to go to halftime. Nowata on top 19-7. Play clock down to 4 seconds, and I think Nowata's going to call a timeout. Yeah, they're going to call a timeout. Timeout Ironman with 2:19 to go to halftime, and your score, it's Nowata 19 and Verdigris 7. Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight, North Point Auto, Ranch Supply of Nowata, Sonic of Nowata, Ironman Storage, Regent Bank, Buster's Convenience Store, Bartnett IP, and by Arvest Bank of Nowata. Coming up at halftime, again, we'll have our first half numbers, and again, we'll have our weekly feature with our college sports report coming up at the half.
It turned out to be a 41-yard penalty earlier.
But it certainly had to be a turning point right there for Verdigris finally give them that first touchdown they needed.
Gave them 26 yards on the incomplete pass before the pass interference allegedly occurred, and then they marked off 15 more. So it turned out to be a 41-yard penalty. You don't see those very often in any level of football.
Of course, the conclusion of our game tonight, we will have our high school scoreboard show with Ben Nicholas. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you for week 3 of high school football. Again, Bartlesville and Owosso have the night off tonight.
Terrell Collins has been kind of quiet in the second quarter. He's only got 43 yards on the night thus far.
Third and 9 from the 28-yard line. Again, a shotgun formation on a wing tee. Play action. Luster going back to pass. Now he'll scramble to his left to the 30, 35, to the 40, and knocked out of bounds at the 42-yard line. And we got a flag on the play. Going to be a hold against Nowata.
Dadgummit.
You wonder when the officials are going to start calling holding calls, and when they try to get that momentum back, they can't get it.
Well, that's one of those drive killers that we talked about. He had the first down made. Now it looks like he's going to have about third and about 21.
So it's going to be third down and 19 from the 18-yard line.
76 yards and penalties. Of course, part of that's a 41-yarder, but that's ridiculous.
Luster in a shotgun formation, and we're going to have another flag. It looks like legal motion. Well, I couldn't even that. I'm just kind of figuring this out here, what they're going to call here. It looked like my first thought was a legal motion.
Well, actually, our man just went in, but is one man going in motion? I think so.
Or did somebody move first?
Huh.
Ball start against Snowwater. So now you're looking at third down and 24. From the 13-yard line. So going forwards, you're going backwards. So third and a country mile for Nowata. Third and 24 to be exact. Shotgun formation. Luster now going back to pass. Throws to the middle. That pass is intercepted at the 30, to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, and he's down to the 10.
Yeah, Brandon Person
there on the INT return, and I've got an Ironman shaking up right here. Looks like he'll come back up there.
First turnover for the Ironman, and it comes with 1:39 to go in the half and gives the Cardinals new life.
Well, they had that life after that 45-yard penalty that should have never happened against Nowata, and everybody here in the press box still talking about it.
Took that down to the 9-yard line, Adam, so it's going to be first and goal at the Ironman 9-yard. Of course, the Ironman rose up a while ago and had quite a defensive stand. We'll see how they can do here. First and goal with the 9.
Sidely in a shotgun formation.
Now, 2 men in motion right there.
And there's a snap, and they're going to have to throw the flag there.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a touchdown.
Yeah.
Vertigris, but this thing's coming back. Yeah, it had 2 men in motion there. You called it, my friend.
Yeah, but Coach James literally had to walk down to the linesman here and make the call for him. I mean, come on.
So a 5-yard penalty there for Vertigris, and now makes it first and goal from the 14-yard line. 1:34 to go to halftime. Again, 19-7 favor of Nowata, but Vertigris trying to knock on the door here again. This time they got 3 wide receivers to the left side, 1 on the right. Cox along with Sidley, the lone setbacks. A snap. And handoff is to Cox. He runs in a big hole to the 10-5, and he walks in the end zone. Touchdown, Vertigris. That's Peyton Cox on a 14-yard run to the middle.
He's kind of a load, isn't he, Adam?
Yeah, he is. And that's his second rushing touchdown of the night, and now it's a 19-13 ball game in favor of Vertigris. And looks like that... Zach Robinson will attempt the extra point here.
Well, the game.
Here's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it is good. So timeout on the field with 1:28 to go in the game until halftime. It is Nowata's lead now cut to 5, 19-14 favor of Nowata. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
Houston. Yeah, I like that. Ching-a-ling. Nate Dogg.
22 plays, 9 yards.
Yeah, I like that.
For Vertigris on a Peyton Cox 14-yard run, his second of the night. Here's a kick by Robinson, a high kick. And it's going to be caught at the goal line. To the 5, to the 10, and down at the 15, to the 20-yard line. Looks like who had that return? I think it was Kerrick King there on the kickoff return.
Got a clarification on that penalty call. What they did, they called the pass interference, and wasn't a spot foul. What they called, they gave him credit for the reception, 26 yards downfield, and then tacked the 15 yards on.
Okay.
So that's the explanation. Thanks to Pastor Wendell Abbott for that. He caught that. I didn't realize he caught the ball.
Yeah, I did mention that he did catch the ball.
Well, Adam, I wasn't listening to you.
No, you never do. First and 10. Pass is caught there at the 25, down the 26-yard line. Bryce Hewitt there on the reception. And it was stopped there by Dalton Height. And it'll be a 6-yard gain, second and 4 from the 26-yard line. Under a minute to go to halftime. No one of them will have the ball to start the third quarter.
Well, and the Ironmen...
So it'll be second and 4 from the 26-yard line.
I'd say they've lost their momentum, wouldn't you, Adam?
Lester in the shotgun formation. The snap. Lester now goes to his right to the 30, cross the 30 to the 32-yard line. They'll have enough for a first down.
Flag.
It does stop the clock with 31.1 seconds to go, but there is a flag on the play.
Cody Smith with a block in the back, I think.
Hold against no water.
Ted Gimmon.
Cody James just livid there on the sidelines right now, and I don't blame him. There's an Ironman player down. I don't know who is down right there, but that's Terrell Collins. So a hold against Nolwata. Going to be second and 8. So it's like an 8-yard penalty, really.
Eight penalties thus far in the first half for the Ironmen.
Second and 8 now from the 22-yard line. Clock rolling out with 15 seconds to go. And I think no one is just going to kneel this one down the way they're set up right there. Nope, they're going to snap it. Lester gets a snap. Breaks one tackle to the 25, to the 30. Breaks a tackle again to the 35, down at the 36-yard line. Boy, good run there by Will Lester. And gives the Ironman a first down.
That's what we'd been accustomed to seeing in the first quarter.
But they have 0.7 seconds to go.
Timeout.
I think no one is going to call a timeout. Yeah,
that's their last one.
See if they got something. See if they've got something in their sleeve here for one final play here with 0.7 seconds to go to halftime. 19-14 favor of Nowata. Turned out to be a pretty good game so far. Nowata led 19-0 after one quarter of play, but then Verdigris has scored 2 touchdowns in the second quarter to cut the lead within 5.
Well, it's been interesting. And no lightning.
Yeah, no lightning indeed. Looks like we're going to clear green here for the rest of this game. But no one will have one more play here with 0.7 seconds to go here to halftime. Been kind of a momentum change, really. First quarter really went to Nowata, but then after that, pass interference call against Nowata. Really, it switched.
Well, Nowata hadn't been doing
back to Verdigris.
Hadn't done anything offensively their last 3 possessions, and then that botched penalty call and pass interference really changed the whole tone of the game. The Army been kind of down on the mouth ever since that.
3 wide receivers to the left, 1 on the right. Lester in the shotgun. Lester going back to pass, breaks 1 tackle. Still on his feet to the 40, to the 45, to the 50. Has a tackle. Boy, he got hit immediately at the 42-yard line. Boy, that was Joey Dilbeck there who made the hit there on Will Lester there. But a nice run there by Will. And the first half will come to a close. So no one will go to the locker room with a 5-point lead in the locker room. And they lead Verdigris 19-14. 19-14, Nowata on top of Verdigris here at halftime. We'll begin our halftime activities in 2 minutes. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig.